في أموالهم حق معلوم. Upon your wealth there is a specific right للسائل والمحروم, for those who are poor and deprived. By making mention that this in reality when you give your zakat to them, it is their right. Obviously it doesn't mean that it must be abused by the people who are receiving it, but that's a different matter, we will go on to make mention. And that is why in Tibrani there is such a beautiful hadith that our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said. And before I make mention of this hadith, the solution that Islam has given is a moderate path between two extremes. One extreme is unchecked liberty to amass and do with your wealth how you want, that is prevalent and dominant in capitalism, or the other extreme that there is prohibition on private ownership. The beauty of Islam is that it is a moderate path between these two extremes, the two extremes of unchecked liberty of wealth and prohibition of private ownership. That is why Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, "Inna Allah farada ala aghniya'il muslimin." Allah has made faraz upon the wealthy of this ummah such an amount of wealth that if it is given correctly, yasa'u fuqara'ahum, it would be sufficient for the poor of this ummah. This is such a great hadith that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah has given that amount of wealth, made that amount of wealth faraz upon the rich of this ummah, that if given correctly, it would suffice for the poor of this ummah. And if there are still poor and poverty-stricken areas, and of course we must understand what is poverty, if we're not talking about luxuries and extravagance, but at least a basic form of living where a person at least has, and if this is, you know, where people are even below the breadline, and if this is happening in the Muslim Ummah, amongst the Muslims, then it can only be one of two reasons. Either the rich are not giving their zakat correctly, or either there is not proper distribution of wealth of the zakat. Otherwise, from this hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has made it clear that Allah has made that amount of wealth compulsory upon the rich that would suffice for the needs of the poor. Another aspect with regard to zakat is this, that one of the distinctive aspects of zakat is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has specified and determined the recipients. Now, this is a very great benefit from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon this ummah. He has not left it open to the clergy or to the imam or to the maulana that he must be able to determine who must gain and receive zakat. It has been determined by none other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are 8 recipients of zakat which Allah ta'ala has made mention of in the 10th juz of the Holy Quran, innama sadaqatu lil fuqara'i wal masakin. Now, one of the benefits of this is that it is not open for corruption, or the chances of corruption are less. Now we understand the importance of this when we try and compare it with a similar system that it was in vogue by other religious groups. And of course Christianity had the system of the tithe system. The tithe system, according to the Christians, was that 10% of the wealth of the people, the Christians, used to be taken automatically from their savings, right? And it used to be used for the church, for the clergy, and then the poor in that order. The church, the clergy, and then the poor. It led to such widespread abuse, and obviously the abuse is quite apparent, because the first two recipients took so much that it never trickled down to the third recipient. That it was all used by the church and the clergy, it never got down to the poor. So what you had was that because of this widespread abuse, the tithe system was abolished in France after the French Revolution, and it was abolished in the United Kingdom as late as 1936. Now this is one of the reasons, is because there was no determination of who. Here the beauty of Islam is that no, it cannot be used for administrative purposes, it cannot be used for buildings, it cannot be used for mosques, it cannot be used for the remuneration of the person who might be serving the community. And the reason for it is clear, that if it was going to be used for this, people would have put up grand palaces, would have put up great amount of wealth in the masjids and the administration offices, that very little would trickle down to the poor. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had said, you know, innama sadaqatu lil fuqara. The word lam, according to the ulama, is lam lit tamlik. It is for the sake of making the poor the owner of that wealth. He must be given. He must take that wealth and utilize it what he sees best for his needs. Obviously, we've got to keep in mind about abuse.